أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We've been looking at Quran City and in particular focusing on Huruf al-Muqatta'at area. These are the 29 chapters. We've begin with a unique letter combination. And we're focused on Ra'at place. Now, all these begin with Alif, Lam, Ra. And today we're looking at Suratul Hud, which is Surah number 11. It has 123 ayat. It's a Makki Surah and it is second in the series of the six chapters whose openings include Alif, Lam, Ra. And in essence, they speak of the Quran as the book, as the Kitab. Now, the Prophet ﷺ said that Suratul Hud made me age. And in particular, he referred to ayah 112, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَأَكَ وَلَا تَتْغَوْ إِنَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Persevere and persist as you have been ordered, and those who are with you. In other words, the followers that are with you, and don't turn away. إِنَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Allah sees what you do. Prophet Hud is mentioned five times in this surah, which literally equals the number of its recurrence throughout the rest of the Quran. So the focus of Surah Hud is the basics of faith. What is Iman? There's the attitude of those who rejected divine guidance. And then there's a whole bunch of lessons from the stories of past prophets. So we've divided it into four sections. And in the first section, which is Ayah 1 to 16, we compare the basics of faith and then the attitude of those who deny divinity. So the basics of faith are, number one, serve only Allah. And this is Ayah 2, Allah ta'budu illallah. And then the second thing, the Prophet is a warner and a giver of good news. Innani lakum minhu nadhirun wa bashir. I am a warner to you from him and a giver of good news. The third thing, there is an emphasis on forgiveness and repentance. Look what he says in Ayah 3. وَأَنِسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. And you ask forgiveness of your Rabb and then turn to him. And finally, the fourth thing is in Ayah 4. إِلَى اللَّهِ مَرْجِيُكُمْ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. To Allah is your return and he has power over everything. And that in essence is the basics of faith. Section 2 is Ayat 17 to 24. And here Allah looks at those who accepted divine guidance versus those who rejected it. Now, in essence, human decency is ingrained in our fitrah. And those who are unjust are actually going against the grain. And look how Allah compares them. He says, مَثَلُ الْفَرِقَيْنِ, the likeness or the example of the two parties, is كَالْأَعْمَى وَالْأَسَمَّى وَالْبَصِيرُ وَالسَّمِيعُ. It's like the blind and the deaf, and you compare them to the seeing and the hearing. He says, هَلْ يَسْتَوِيَانِ مَثَلًا أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Are they equal in condition? Will you not then mind? And this is talking about perceptions of the heart, the sight and the sound of the heart. And then the experiences of the past prophets. And these are listed as Prophet Nuh, Prophet Hud, Prophet Saleh, Prophet Lut, Prophet Shu'aib, and Prophet Musa. And the surah ends with the take-home lessons from the stories of the prophets. So these stories are told, the prophet is told by divinity, that the stories are there so they would strengthen his heart. They're also a lesson to those who believe to remain patient. And they are a warning to those who do injustice that they will be accountable. The practical solution here that's given is to persist in daily salah. And this is Ayah 114, where Allah says, وَأَقِمِ السَّلَاةِ, establish salah. When? طَرَفَيْ النَّهَارِ وَزُلْفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ, in the two parts of the day and in the first hours of the night. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيَّاتِ, surely good deeds take away evil deeds. ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَ لِلذَّاكِرِينَ, this is a reminder to the mindful. And in Ayah 115 he says, وَاصْبِرْ, patience and perseverance. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُذِيُّ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, Allah will never, never waste the reward of those who do ihsan, of those who do good. And I will go back to the beginning where I said, the first section we had the basics of faith and the attitude of those who denied divinity. Now this really troubled the prophet, and he needed his heart to be strengthened. He needed consolation because it was an environment where there was growing hostility towards him, especially after the passing away of Abu Talib and Sayyidah Khadija. And we find that not only did they reject resurrection, they showed their animosity and they made outrageous demands. And they accused him that the Quran was fabricated. So the surah in essence demonstrates how all the prophets went through difficult trials, but with perseverance and patience, they were able to overcome those who opposed them. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq, to be able to learn from these stories of the prophets, and also to know that in the end, perseverance, patience, salah, and trust in divinity will always have the upper hand. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.